My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You gotta believe it's already yours. That's the secret of manifestation.
Shake it! It's yours!
Remember, whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve.
Whatever you want to do, believe it, believe it, believe it. Even if you don't believe, play the game of belief. Act as if you believe. That is power. That is sheer power. It will happen. Believe you me. Believe, believe, believe.
If you can see it in your head, if you can picture it, if it's clear, you know what I'm saying? Then it is a possibility. If you believe in it, it's already happened. Just hasn't gotten it yet. So you take, you have to learn how to recognize things, you know what I'm saying? And you just have to know what roads to take to get to your final destination. Because a thought, just a thought form can manifest itself into physical form. You know, so it's all about believing in yourself, believing in what you do, being able to see it, knowing how to get there, living it. And trust me, it'll happen. Ask and ye shall receive. That is a very true thing.
Try again.
I don't think I have it in me.
What harm could one more possibly do?
What difference could one more possibly make?
You'll have tried, which is better than having not.
Don't let anybody ever tell you you're not good enough, okay? So many young people think that they can't, or they don't have the potential, or somebody else is better. If you really want something bad enough, if you really, really want something bad enough, you'll figure out a way to get there. It may not be exactly what you had in mind, like the Olympia third place wasn't exactly what I had in mind. Okay, but I'll take third place. And I really believe if you want something bad enough, you can will it to happen.
Listen to me carefully. No one can see your potential. It is completely invisible to the outside world. The rest of humanity can only see your results. However, you need to be able to see your own potential in order to make it through the trouble and the difficulty and the expense of generating those results by competing successfully in the various arenas of life. And this is why you need to be very honest with yourself about who you are, where your talents lie, and what you can and cannot do. This will increase the likelihood that you can go all in on races you can actually win, which will help prevent you from becoming a burned out also-ran. You will need to believe in yourself because no one else will for a very, very long time. Don't expect support from anybody. The reason you're not succeeding is not because other people don't believe in you. No one believes in you, but that wouldn't matter if you did.
What if the truth was that you're greater than you think, more powerful than you know, more unlimited than you could ever dream? If that was the truth, that you are the creator of your life, if you believe that to be the truth, then you have to believe in yourself.
Believe that it has been given, or that you already have it, then you will receive it. He doesn't say believe that you will receive it.
Focus on the future versus the past. Focus on what is going to be done differently in the future rather than what has happened in the past. Why is that? A very simple reason. It's because a person cannot control the past. Not being able to control the past, any criticism over what they've done in the past causes them tremendous stress and frustration. The key to success in life is a positive mental attitude. A positive mental attitude is based on expectations of success, of a positive set of expectancies. A positive set of expectancies is based on beliefs in your self-concept. The core of your self-concept, which determines your effectiveness in life, is your self-esteem, and your self-esteem is measured by how much you like yourself. The two things that hold us back more than anything else are the fears of failure and the fears of rejection. So one of the core secrets of success is this. It's become a perpetual self-esteem generating organism. Continually be doing things for yourself, through yourself, in your life that cause you to like yourself, to love yourself, to accept yourself, to respect yourself, that cause you to feel terrific about yourself.
Believe what you say is actually going to happen. When you say something in Thanksgiving, I am healed, I am a multimillionaire, and you state it, and you believe that what you say is actually going to happen, it will happen. So here's the little secret. Here's the hack. Most people state things that they can't believe. They can't have 100% confidence in that it'll happen. Therefore, it won't. So what you're stating is something that needs to be changed. So if a person has a big tumor of cancer and they say, I am healed, I am cancer free, and there's no way on God's green earth they actually believe that that's going to happen or that that could ever be true, then that prayer is useless. You have to then restate it and saying, I'm feeling better little by little every day. And maybe you can't even say that because I have good days and bad days. So you say, I'm feeling better a little by little every week. Or you can state something as, my body is handling this as best as it could. Oh, I can believe that. So you have to state something that you have 100% belief in or 100% confidence in that it will actually happen. That's when it does. And when you get there, remember this phrase, go as far as you can see, and when you get there, you'll see further.
I bet that you could do it. I bet that you could do it. If you actually took the time, put the pen to paper, and actually executed on the things that you want to do, I would put a lot of money that you would be able to achieve those things. Am I supposed to believe that you wouldn't be able to do it? Like, no, that would be ignorant. You can and you will do it so long as you take action.
What's your dream? What do you want in life? Want happiness and joy? Want material things? Want super health? Want a great relationship? You can have it all. The external world you're living in, the conditions, experiences, is a reflection of what is within you. If you get within you pure and beautiful, the external world will change. But you have to change the inside first and then give yourself time to succeed. When you change the inside first, it's like planting seeds. You don't plant a seed, walk out the next day and go, where's the tree? You planted the seed. You have to water it and fertilize it and give it time. And then it sprouts. And then you give it time and it gets the sun and then it begins to grow. That's how things manifest.
As long as you believe you can do it, and as long as you have the work behind it, you can do it.
The point is that I never stopped believing in myself. No matter how many times I got kicked out of school, suspended, you know, issues, you know, family, DR, like poverty, it don't matter. I never stopped, and I never will stop believing in myself.
Look, y'all remember when I was like 19, it was like, no, you never gonna have like your own going.
Just always believe in yourself. Against anybody else, nigga. You can't get anywhere without that, bro. Without faith in yourself, you can't get nowhere. Always remember that. Always remember. You know what I mean? I always believe in myself.
At the end of the day, bro, it's you against the world, bro. So believe in yourself and go hard, man.
Stay focused, stay on your path, stay on your fucking grind. I be trying to tell people this shit all the time, bro.
I always believe in myself. Always, nigga. Even when I be second guessing myself, I always believe in myself. You always got to believe in yourself, nigga.
Believe. Your time is coming.
Let me tell you something. You got to become a millionaire before you become a millionaire. You got to be living in that beautiful house that you dream about before you be living in that beautiful house. You got to drive that car that you fantasize about driving and you dream about driving before you get that car. Because let me tell you something. It's about the mindset. Everything that you put in your mind, everything that you program in your mind, everything that you think about in your mind will come to life.
Life is much too short to live fearfully, to settle for less than the best that's in us. We can become only what we expect of ourselves. We must act the part before it can become real.
When you really want something, just in my life experience and seeing other people, seeing myself, seeing other people that like made stuff happen, it's like, man, when you really want something, you're going to find a way, ultimately.
Every single day is about winning that battle against yourself.
And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better.
When you realize you have to make this shit work or you're falling on your face, it's a different kind of grind, a different kind of mentality, a different kind of person, a different side of you that you've never seen before that comes out when you go all in.
Everybody has the desire to do something, but they don't have that. They don't know how to really complete the process of dedicating themselves and having the discipline to do it.
I think to achieve anything, we first have to believe that it's possible to achieve. And I think secondly, we have to believe that we can achieve it. I think sometimes we posit in our heads that a certain thing is achievable without giving ourselves the necessary credentials or validation in order to actually move forward towards this progression and towards our obtaining it. I think we have to sort of allow ourselves an opportunity, give ourselves an actual chance at a chance to achieve these certain things that we want. And when it comes to our development of ourself or our self-love or anything like that, I think it's about, on a subtle note, feeling like whatever you're doing is working. You know, not discrediting all the work that you put into yourself to the point where it doesn't actually do anything for you. I think we have to learn to validate ourselves and be happy with our validation, you know, being grateful for who we are, being grateful for, you know, just treating yourself like a friend and being human with yourself. I think a lot of times we lose track of that, and sometimes demean our actual experience and demean the work that we actually put into whatever it is we desire.
He says, believe that you have received it. The very foundation for successful manifestation is finding who you are in your essence. And once you've found that, that already contains everything.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That you could wish for on a feeling level. Whatever you attain then comes out of the state of fullness, not out of the state of lack.
Whatever it is that you would like to do better, act as though you're a top-flight expert at it. And if you continue to play this part long enough, you will become an expert. If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person.
When you change the be-do-have paradigm, you start acting as if, and your body starts getting the message, I have that which I would choose to receive. I already have it. Now, once you cross that huge barrier, she goes, you think you don't have it, and you're trying to get that which you do not have, namely more money. But once you get that you have it, then it just becomes a question of how many zeros are after the first number. And so you'll discover that what goes around indeed does come around. Not because you perform some real, true magic trick in the universe, but because you finally got the truth of who you are at some universal cosmic level. And the universe never says no to your thought about yourself. It only grows it.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
Your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be maniacal. You have to be uncompromising. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work. Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion, because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? A motherfucker only gonna call it delusion until it don't work for nobody else to see, but for the whole world to see. And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this motherfucker was crazy.
Fear is one of those things that holds us back in a way that we could never imagine. What has fear cost you in your life? This is something crazy. Do you know fear? I sent out a survey years ago to hundreds of thousands of my students, and I said, why haven't you gone to the next level of your life? Why haven't you tapped into your full potential? And I put some multiple choice. I put fear as one of them. I put don't have the right knowledge, don't have the right time, negative people in your life. The ability to get the knowledge was less than a couple percent. The top two were negative people in your life, and we'll talk about that another time. And the other one, almost exactly the same, was fear. In most cases, some of you might be facing some terrible situation, but in most cases, fear isn't real. It's not gonna hurt us. It's not gonna kill us. It's not the saber-toothed tiger coming to eat us. What fears become is something in our mind.
You'll never outperform your self-image, so upgrade the belief before the plan. You'll never outperform your self-image, so upgrade the belief before the plan. You'll never outperform your self-image, so upgrade the belief before the plan. You got the perfect strategy, but you've got terrible self-image. Guess which one wins? Your brain protects your identity, not your goals. Now listen closely, because this is important. You will sabotage every success that exceeds your concept of self. If you make more money than you think you deserve, you'll spend it. If you attract someone that you think is out of your league, you'll push them away. Your results will always shrink to match your beliefs. So stop upgrading your strategy and instead upgrade your identity. Become someone who deserves it first. The success will follow.
For a lot of people, it's when I see it, I'll believe it. But if you flip that, when you believe it, that's when you will see it. If you are waiting to see your desired reality physically before you become that person, you are constantly going to be waiting. You are always going to be waiting because that means you're in an energy of lack. You're in a state of lack. When you're in a state of waiting for things externally to change before you change, you are in a state of lack. And you do not get back in life what you want or desire. You get back in life what you are being. So you are going to get back things that affirm that lack state of being that you are in, right? But if you flip that, if you shift internally to a state that aligns with the things that you desire, what you're going to start doing is you're going to move out of the energy of lack and move into the energy of wholeness, because now you're operating from a place of already being in the state of a person who is doing the things that you want to do physically. And when you start operating from that place, you will start to see your external reality conform to you. And it's going to change everything. It's going to change everything.
You know, the most important thing in life is all about believing that you can do something. Not just that. It's all about believing you will do something. But that in itself isn't enough. Believing actually is the most important characteristics of success. And successful people have this ability to believe. Believe in what, you ask? Well, it's no use just believing that there are fairies at the bottom of your garden. What I'm talking about is that you are believing there is a better life for you in the future. It's believing that you have the ability to seize the opportunity to make your life better. It's about believing that there will be a chance to have a better life. You see, without belief, without believing in something, then nothing will happen. And it's important that what you are believing in is that you will have a better life. And I believe also that I'll find out what I have to do to have a better life. So what will you have to do to make your life better? Well, here's the thing. I don't know right now, any more than you know for yourself. The important thing is that I've always believed there is something. There is something that will appear in my life to make it better. And I believe when that opportunity comes along to make my dreams come true, I will seize that moment in time and make it happen. The fact is, right now, I don't know what that will be, but I believe there is something. I believe it will happen. Why? Because most of all, I believe in me. In the same way that you must believe in you. And this self-belief enables you to believe in a better future, but more important than that, it will enable you to realize when that moment comes and when that chance comes, so you take that opportunity. Because of your belief, you will know. Nice to talk to you.
When you make up your mind to be defined by a vision of the future instead of the memories of the past, all you have to do is make a decision. And you just gotta have clear intent on what you want. And so learn, study, get something in your brain that's going to stimulate you about what's possible. And then begin to dream or begin to build a model of what it could look like, and don't let go of it. And begin to experience the emotions of how you feel when it happens. And teach your body emotionally what that future is going to feel like. So it only requires two things: a clear intention, that's a function of a coherent, organized brain, and an elevated emotion, which is a function of your heart and your body. And when you combine those two, you're going to change your energy. And when you change your energy, you're going to change your life.
Nothing is impossible as long as you really believe it and trust yourself.
To think it's your destiny, think it's your birthright, your destiny to
my
be.
Friend. You have to make your destiny.
When you reach a goal, you're going to act like you're already there. It's already happened intellectually the second you think about it.
It's already happened emotionally when you're emotionally involved with it. So it's only a period of time until it manifests in physical form. But because it's not in physical form, we act like we haven't got it yet. That's why most people stay stuck, because they're acting like they haven't got it yet. You see yourself, your imagination, you've got to be that person. You've got to be it intellectually. You've got to be it emotionally. Well, it's only a period of time until it manifests physically. That's one of the first laws of the universe, is a perpetual transmutation of energy. Energy is moving into form. Oh.
The secret is to get and hold fast in your mind the mental image of the person you would most like to be. Then in every situation you act and talk as you feel that person would. You make the kind of decisions you think that person would. This is the way to constantly grow into a better, more effective person. You immediately begin to act with more confidence, and confidence is the first step to accomplishment. As your accomplishments begin to grow, which they most certainly will, real confidence slowly takes the place of the part you've been playing. Day by day, you grow into the image you hold in your mind.
The biggest lesson that I've learned is the power of the mind, and just how important it is to look at yourself in a high regard and to believe in yourself. I think in order to paint a bright future for yourself, you have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it. And the more you believe in it, you know, the more your world will start to change, and the more you'll just start to, you know, see your beliefs come to pass.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses, or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.